Blog Talk Radio.
For so long I was silent, for so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days and clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is longing for it with thee. I choose to worship.
Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on.
He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on. I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on. Make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me.
I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life.
I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship you.
Worshipers in here tonight, come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times.
Ooh, yeah. My heart is long for small moments with thee.
Well, bless the Lord, everybody. How many have chosen to worship the Lord today? Amen. Have you decided to follow Jesus? I tell you, if you have made that decision, you have made one of the greatest decisions of your life. That is to follow Jesus. The psalmist say, I choose to worship. Did nobody curse me? Hallelujah. Nobody twisted my arm. Nobody forced me to make that decision. I made it with a sound mind. I made it with a very clear understanding that God would be my provider. He would be my all in all. How many are out there today choosing to serve the Lord, choosing life instead of death, choosing blessings instead of cursings? Hallelujah. I choose to worship. Hallelujah. I choose to worship. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I thank him for another wonderful opportunity. Hallelujah. To be in the land of the living, a wonderful opportunity to let the world know that I chose him. Hallelujah. And I chose life, and that more abundantly. Well, we greet you in the awesome, matchless name of Jesus. You are listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Ah, somebody say for destiny. We all have a destiny that's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord today. We give him glory. We give him praise. We thank God for Evangelist T. Thank God for our faithfulness. I was just sitting here this evening and thinking about the faithfulness of God. Amen. Amen. And sometimes we think about the faithfulness of others. Oh, but we serve a God that will always be faithful. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God don't change. Hallelujah. Anything that he said in his word, stand on it, because it's guaranteed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have a chosen speaker for today, and I didn't know how many or who would be on the line today, so we're still going to go on with our segment. Amen. We're going to have discussion today, so I'll be coming to you all. Amen. We're dealing with a subject matter, glory to God, that people all over the nation is dealing with. Hurt or heal? Which one would you prefer? Would you like to be hurting all of your life, or would you like to receive healing for that hurt? Some of us have gone through some traumatic experiences. Some of us have endured some hardness. Hallelujah. But I just stopped by today to tell you that you still have a choice. The choice is yours. You can choose to be a victim, or you can choose to be a victor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some of us have been victimized, but we can't stay in that state. We have to rise up and say, I will bless the Lord at all times, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm experiencing, Evangelist T. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Ah, all of us have a testimony, whether it be good or whether it be bad, it's a testimony. Oh, but when you can testify of what God has done, how he has brought you out, how he has given you the victory. Hallelujah. That's something to shout about. Oh, I bless him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to open up with a word of prayer. God, I bless you today. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to see if Evangelist T is in position, and I'll just let her open up with a word of prayer if she's able to. God bless you, Evangelist here.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Are you able to open up with prayer?
Yes, I definitely am. Yes,
ah, glory to God. I'm glad to see you today. And we're going to be doing a little tag teaming and open discussion today. We don't have a chosen speaker, and it got late in the day, and I just didn't make any contact. Amen. I've just been in a quiet place today. Glory to God. So if you would open up with the word of prayer, and maybe God has put something on your heart. Because I know one thing, and let me say this before you open up. I have grown to love this woman of God. I have heard of some of the challenges that she has experienced in her life. But I'm here to tell you, she's a strong woman. Hallelujah. She's a woman of strength. She's a woman of courage. She's a woman of endurance. Amen, amen. She have endured some things, and she's still holding on. Hallelujah. She is still on the front line fighting for her life, fighting for her family and her children. Ah, glory to God. She hasn't given up. And I just take my hats off to you today, Evangelist T, and I want you to know that God loves you. Hallelujah. And he is going to reward you for your faithfulness. He's going to reward you for your diligence. He's going to reward you for the many sacrifices that you have made, being a light. Ah, glory to God. I can remember quite vividly, you know, Evangelist T sometimes be in these office buildings and some of these county offices, and she would call into the broadcast, and she would put the broadcast on her phone on the speaker, and then those people in those areas that she was in, they were able to hear the word of the Lord. Do you know God has a record of that? Evangelist, he has a record. You know no more, Shia. He has a record. So I'm going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer, and whatever the Lord has put on our heart, we're talking about the choice is yours. You can continue hurting, or you can accept your healing today. The choice is yours. God bless you, Evangelist T. Ah, glory to God.
We bless you. We keep you as well. God picked you at the right time 4 years ago, and I've blessed the Lord for you. I'm going to open up in prayer. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, give you the glory and the honor and the praise, because you alone are worthy, Lord Jesus. Father, I ask you to mold my lips of clay as I even pray to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for yet another day, Father. Father, we magnify you, we glorify you, and we give you the glory for all that you've done and all that you're doing, Father. We thank you for the release, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. For the blood of Jesus, we thank you for covering our families with your blood, Father. We thank you for your loving kindness. And we know you are Jehovah Jireh. We know you are Jehovah Nisi. We know you are a God that's more than enough, Father. We thank you for everything that you do for us, Father God. Father, we don't take you for granted. We don't take you lightly, Father. We just love and appreciate who you are today, Father. We love and appreciate who you made us to be. We thank you for picking us up from that dry place. We thank you for taking us out of the pit and taking us to the palace. Hallelujah. Taking us to the throne room, from the pit to the throne room. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, because you alone are worthy, Lord Jesus. We lift up our families to you today. Father, we thank you for the restoration of our families, Lord. We thank you for our family members that you're going to save on this year. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for all the blessings that you bless us with, Father. We thank you for a mind to serve you. We thank you that we wake up and all we want to do is serve you. All we want to do is praise you. All we want to do is glorify you. We glorify your name today, Father, because you alone are worthy. You alone we give the praise. We lift up the broadcast to you today, Father. We ask you to cover it now in your blood, Father. Let your will be done. Let no flesh glorify your sight, Father God. Let you meet the needs of your people, Father. Oh, Father, we cry out to you today, Lord Jesus. Send your help to us, Lord. We need your help, Lord, like never before,
Jesus.
Lord. We lift the pastor up to you, Lord. We lift the pastor and the founder of this name of Jesus, Father God. You said, great is thy faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for the faithfulness of the woman of God, Lord Jesus. So many
hallelujah.
Look at God, she's blessed you, you, Father. Oh, we thank you for this broadcast, Lord Jesus.
Bless your
we
name,
thank you for this
Jesus.
Medium to spread your word all across the land, Father God, as people listen in and be blessed by the word of God, Father. We ask you to bless every speaker, anoint every speaker, anoint every pastor, every minister, every teacher, every evangelist, anyone who comes on here, Lord, just to glorify your name, Father. And we thank you for it. We thank you for our breakthrough on today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, God, we bless your name today. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Well, today I just wanted to say this. I understand that we all are facing so many different obstacles in our lives. But
yes.
God is the God that is not a God of confusion. He's not a God of confusion. What he desires is more of us. And all I keep hearing him say is, let me be your first love. Let me be your first love. Our pastor was teaching on this yesterday, the day before yesterday. But God is requiring us let him be our first love, that we are to stop putting so many things ahead of him. Even when we wake up in the morning, we need to be saying thank you, Lord, instead of going on in our day like he didn't bless us to see the next day. You know, we need to thank God. We need to thank God. We need to pray for our kids. They're facing so many different things. I didn't even have the faith. At 51 years old, I ain't going through the things that our young people are going through, Lord. But I'm asking the Lord just to continue to bless their mind, continue to cover them, Lord, continue to be with them. I just thank God. And young ladies, when I read that little post today, and all I can think about is, you know, we continue always saying we want to have a mate, you know, we desire a mate. But sometimes God has to move people out of your way. He got to move people out of your way to get to you. Sometimes he don't want you to be nobody. Sometimes he wants you to look at him and say, he is your husband. He's going to be the one that's going to take care of you. He's the one that's going to provide all your needs. He's the one that's going to wipe every tear. It is him. And sometimes he just want to clean you up. Clean you up for his glory. I know that's what he did for me. He had to clean me up for his glory so he can be glorified, so he
My
can
God.
Be magnified. And he had to do that for you so you can be the woman or man of God that he created you to be. And so don't count it as, oh, my God, I'm lonely. Oh, my God, I need somebody. Well, you got somebody. You got that person. You got Jehovah Jireh, your provider. You got the way maker. You got the covenant keeper. You got it all. You have it all now. And let him let him restore your heart. Let him heal you from your pain. Let him heal you from your grief. Let him strip off those old layers. Let him do it for you before you try to jump into something that don't have nothing to do with God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, to try to jump into something that wasn't ordained by God. And then you wonder why you're unequally yoked with these people. Hallelujah. You got illegal soul ties with these people. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because I can look at myself and say, oh, my God, I made a lot of mistakes in my life. Oh, yes, I made a lot of mistakes. But God allowed me to go through all those things.
Hallelujah.
So he can get the glory for it. And I thank him now today. I have a harbor no bitterness. I don't harbor any pain. Oh, because what I gained was more than what I lost. I gained the Lord. Hallelujah. I gained a lifestyle with him. Hallelujah. I glorify his name. I just tell anybody who's suffering from anxiety or depression or oppression. Hallelujah. To trust in God. Let him clean your mind. Let him clean your mind. Let him clean your heart. Let him restore you. Let him restore you. He can restore you back. He can give you back everything that the enemy stole. I see him doing it with my life. I see how the enemy came in like a rushing wind and just took everything. Took everything. Husbands, homes, jobs, cars, children, all that. For the feet of the Lord cleaned me up and brought me back. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Bless
me, folks. And he gets all the glory. Hallelujah. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what they say about you, no matter if they talk about you, hallelujah. You know who you belong to. You belong to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
You belong to God. Hallelujah. Your back is against the wall, and you crying a bucket of tears. It is all in him. Hallelujah. Turn to your word. Hallelujah. Get those people out your ear. If they whispering no sweet nothing in your ear, that's what they are. Nothing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It ain't nothing. If it ain't about God, it ain't about nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Glory.
Thank God. I woke up this morning and I was reading that post. And I said, Lord, I know this is for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but I thank God that I can wait on them. Wait on God.
Yes, God.
While you're trying to wait and get a mate, while you're trying to just choose a mate, you need to wait. You need to wait and allow God to see who he designed for you. Don't be caught up with the jakes like that post said. Hallelujah. Don't be caught up with it. Don't be caught up, and you'll find yourself trying to figure out how you got back in the pit God brought you out of. Hallelujah.
Come on.
God bring you out the pit. Hallelujah. Stay out the pit. Don't go back to the things that put you in the pit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you.
Jesus.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you because I was that lady
in
the pit.
Release it.
I was that lady sleeping on the concrete. I was that lady with no one to live. I was that lady drinking. I was that lady doing all kind of damnable things.
Hey,
I was that lady.
Well,
I'm seeing how the Lord picked me up out of that pit and cleaned me up and choose me for his glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
God, like this, who we serve a God like this, even when your family forsake you, even when all kind of evil is before you, even when you're being put on the burner and being cooked, hallelujah, I've seen how the Lord allow that stuff to try me in the fire, but I felt like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I came out like turtle. Hallelujah, and I thank God that he was in the fire with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just thank you for today. I have a thankful spirit on today. Thankful spirit on today. Because I see what he's doing. Almost 2 years after my mom went home to be with the Lord, I yet can still stand here and say, thank you, Lord. I can still thank you for keeping my mind. I'm not in our same asylum no more. I didn't turn to drugs. I didn't turn to alcohol.
Right.
I thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I bless the Lord. Because the enemy wanted to take my mind.
He wanted to take
my mind. I got your mama. I got your dad. And your family don't really care too much about you. So guess what? I got you too. But the devil is alive, and I give him a great God today, because the Lord is restoring my family. I need to let the enemy know today. We meet up on Saturday. Hallelujah. All the division. Oh, you can't divide what God has blessed. You can't take God has blessed. He said, touch not my anointed, and do your prophet no harm. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I have a grateful spirit on today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
up against a whole bunch of stuff. But guess what? I trust God with my life. I surrender myself to him. Hallelujah. He gets the glory. He gets the glory. Like my godmother said, you don't know my story. Hallelujah. But God gets the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Pastor Adrian Bernard, for being such a wonderful spiritual advisor, godmother, even a mother on some days, a friend, I thank God for you that He allowed you to be here almost 5 years ago when we crossed paths and we never left each other. You moved to Louisiana, but we're still together. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I bless the Lord for you today. It's because the Lord placed you in my life 5 years ago that I'm living saved, sanctified, and filled with the mighty Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I bless the Lord today. Thank you for this time. I hope it was able to help somebody on their walk today. Just know, and I said this morning, that the battle is not yours.
It's not yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for that exhortation. Hallelujah, truly. If you never experience a test, you'll never have a testimony. If you've never been thrown in the fiery furnace, glory to God, and Jesus stepped in there with you.
Oh,
God, you wouldn't even know. You couldn't even begin to understand what God is doing. Oh, I love Him today. The choice is yours. Hallelujah. Choose life and not death. Choose to be blessed and not cursed. Choose to be healed and not hurting. Ah, God, I bless you today. Thank you, Evangelist T. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, you know, when you're experiencing some things that we have to go through, we got to go through for ourselves. Amen. And God is pleased when we can go through without murmuring and complaining. If you're going to murmur and you're going to complain, God is not getting any glory. He's not getting any glory. Yes, the tests are hard. Yes, the struggles are hard. Anything that you go through that's not favorable with this flesh, it's always be hard. Hallelujah. But you got to continue to look to the hills from whence cometh your help. We know that all of our help, it comes from the Lord. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. When the Lord gave us this topic this week, the choice is yours. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. Hallelujah. And I start experiencing some things with my grandchildren. Hallelujah. And I say, Lord, they're at the age of accountability. They're at the age of accountability. But even in that, no one wants, excuse me, to see their children suffer. No one wants to witness the pain that they're in. Amen. And sometimes that's how they lean towards others. Excuse me, for advice and for instruction and direction. And many times they don't even regard what you're saying. You know, my friends, they got my back. My coworkers, they got my back. The people that I associate with on a daily, they got my back. But when it all comes to the finale, excuse me, they have to come back to their parents. They have to come back to their grandparents. Excuse me. And I went through something just Monday. But you know what? One thing I love about the Lord and His Spirit, the Spirit of discernment, the Holy Ghost, you'll never fool the Holy Ghost. Amen. And sometimes we're able to read the play before it even develops. Ah, glory to God, that's what they don't know. Because they're not rewriting any scripts. the scripts that they are playing out. Some of us have written them. And so I just had to sit back and let that thing play out. I had to let that thing play out. But I also had to petition God. I also had to petition God because even though you release them, when you release your children, when you release people that have hurt you, excuse me, when you truly release them, guess what? God gives you a peace.
Yeah.
God gives you a peace. And that thing don't trouble you anymore. And that's what I've had to do with these grandchildren. I had to release them, amen, and let them go through the school of hard knocks. Glory to God. It ain't easy. It ain't easy watching them go through. Amen. But when, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But I have a peace in my spirit. I have a peace in my spirit because guess what? The choice is theirs. They have to make a decision. I don't care how much you pray for them, how much you fast, how much you instruct, how much you counsel. Guess what? The choice is theirs.
The choice is theirs.
And then I had to look back and I said, now, Lord, some of these things, same things that they're going through, my mother went through with me. And guess what? I had to come to myself. The choice is yours. And as I look today, as I was sitting and reading, amen, and conversating with the Lord, I went to the book of Daniel, and I began to think about those Hebrew boys. Amen. You know, when you take a stand for something, when you take a stand for something, especially publicly, you're going to be ridiculed. You're going to be tried. You're going to be tested. Because the very fact that you take the stand, hallelujah, the enemy doesn't like that. We read the scripture in Matthew 24 yesterday. We're going to be hated of all men. You don't have to give a person don't have to have a reason to hate you. They oppose everything that your life represents. If your life represents goodness, if your life represents love, compassion, understanding, if your life represents righteousness, you're going to be hated. You're not in the clique. You're not in the clique, and I thank God, because I've never been in the clique. I always had my own mind. I always made the decisions I wanted to make. I wasn't influenced by my girlfriends. Sometimes you got to set the mood. Ah, glory to God. If you don't set the mood, then guess what? Then you begin to be become influenced by others, what they think, how they live, what they do. But when we make a decision to follow Christ, we got to pick up our cross. Hallelujah. We have to pick up our cross just as Jesus did. He picked up that cross. That cross was heavy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as he was carrying the cross, he was being whipped. So what you're going through ain't about nothing. Because guess what? Everything that we're going through, God, Jesus has already paid for it. It's been paid in full. So we have the victory. We have the victory. So that's why we have to be careful, people of God. And I hear the Lord saying this every day. I hear the Lord saying this every day. Be careful of who you allow in your inner circle. Everybody don't have your best interest at heart. People are grin and smile with you. you know, and everything is cool, and you think they're with you, but they're not with you. They're not with you. Because if they don't have the same love for Jesus that you have, hey, how in the world can they be with you? Light and darkness can't dwell together. Bitter and sweet don't come out the same fountain. Hallelujah. Jesus. People of God. Let me just go here quickly. And I'm going to open up the line. We got an open panel today. We didn't have no speaker today. Let's look at Daniel chapter 3. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for today. Glory to God. But we got to know that when you take a stand, when you take a stand for righteousness' sake, hallelujah, God will deliver you. He will comfort you. He will give you a peace. You're going to be ostracized. You're going to be criticized. Hallelujah. They may even publicize your life, but you need to know that God got this. He got it. Everything that God said about you is real. It's not a force. It's real. Glory to God. This is said, Daniel chapter 3, and we're just going to read a few of these verses. It says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. Listen, he made an image of gold. He wanted the people to worship this image. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, all those with influence, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. So he wanted all of his officials, everybody that was about something, to come, and he was going to dedicate this golden image, okay, that he had set up. Verse 3 said, then the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the councils, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried out, to you it is commanded. Somebody began to declare and decree, all people, nations, and language, that at that time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye are to fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worship it shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet and all the different music, the people, the nations, and the languages, they fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. But they had something on their mind. Verse 10 said, thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man shall hear the sound of these music and all kinds of music. They shall fall down and worship this golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship it, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Then they went on and they said, there are certain Jews, oh God, there are some people that's not going to bow. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They didn't regard your command. They didn't regard your summons. Hallelujah. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. And the king began to speak. Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up. The choice is yours, people, today. Now, if ye be ready that at what time you hear the sound of this music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, he's telling them, if you do this, it's going to be well. But if you worship not, oh God, I bless you today, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? Listen at this man. You're challenging God's people. You're challenging God's chosen vessels. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? What I love about these boys is, even though they were facing a debt situation, they were humble. And they were careful how they answered that king. Humility is a behavior. Glory to God. These young men, hallelujah, were trained to be respectful of authority. They were trained, amen, how to respect their elders. They were trained, Messiah, how to not be belligerent, but how to remain calm. Because the God that they served from their infancy until their teenage years, they had already seen some things. They had already seen God move on their behalf. They had already made the decision to follow God. Hallelujah. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego at 16 answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, listen, they say we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, glory to God, very kind, I love these boys. Very learned, glory to God, very respectful. If it be so, God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. So they got bold in that declaration. They started out real humble. But when they began, when you begin to think about what God has already done for you, then you get bold. They got bold and they said, King, we're not careful to answer you. He said, but the God that we serve, we know he's able to deliver us. And he will. Listen. They said he's able and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, listen at these boys, be it known unto thee, O king, whether he does it or not, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Lord have mercy. How many of us are willing to take that kind of a stand? How many of us are willing to say, for the Lord I live and for the Lord I'll die? How many, if we are faced with a life and death situation, how many of us are going to trust God? How many of us going to say, I'm going to stand on the side of the Lord? How many of us going to make the right choice? Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. Lord God, and I'm going to close on this. You all know the story. Huh? Verse 23 say, these three men, they fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. They fell down bound. Ah, glory to God. If you bound today, I'm here to tell you, God will step in your situation with you. Ah, glory to God. He'll loose the binds and let you know that I'm here for you. Glory to God. The furnace was heated up 7 times hotter. Hallelujah. But God got in there with them. Glory to God. Yeah, you know, Moshiach. And how you know the most see in verse 25 say, lo, the king say, I see 4 men. Let's back up. Verse 24 say, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished. He was shocked. And he rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not, oh, y'all better hear God today, did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, yes, sir, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose. Remember, they were bound. Hallelujah. But the minute they got cast into that fire, I imagine God loosed those bonds. He said, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Oh, Jesus. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, gotta make your enemy declare that he's God. Come forth. And come hither. Then the Hebrew boys came forth of the midst of the fire. Then verse 29 dropped down. The king made a decree. He said that every people, oh, gotta change your situation, but the choice is yours. That every people, nation, and language would speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill. Because there, he's testifying now, because there is no other God that can deliver. After this sort, people of God, you don't have to compromise. You don't have to negotiate. All you have to do is live holy. All you have to do is decree and declare. All you have to do is make a choice to serve God. Hallelujah. Job told, you know, Moshiach, that's another story. Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Yet will I serve you. No matter what you're going through today, people of God, be encouraged. God ain't through. God is not through. Look at these young men. Look at their humility. Look at their faith. Look at their trust in God. You're going to be faced with some situation in 2015. That won't be favorable. That won't seem like God is coming to your rescue. You're going to be pushed and driven to the edge. But just know God will be there to catch you. We're praying now for this young woman, Whitney Houston's daughter. Messiah, I tell you, when you're not sitting up under wise counsel, when you are counseling with yourself and communing with your own heart, God can't help you. I don't know who this message is for today, but you have to sit up under some wise counsel. Everything that our pastors and our leaders say to us, we don't just readily accept it, but know that whatever they're counseling you on is for your good. It's for your good. These young boys was raised properly. They were trained to be obedient. They were trained to be respectful. They were trained to be honorable. These was young boys. These weren't no old men. They were in their teens. Hallelujah. But guess what? They had a reverence for God. They had a reverence for God. When you're going through your situations, don't give up. When the fiery furnace begins to get hotter, glory to God. My sister shared with me in the email. She said one of the women from her country said, hallelujah, the greater the battle, the sweeter the victory. Glory to God. So when the fire begins to intensify, that let you know that God is on your side. He's just trying to see if you're going to pass through it, if you're going to trust him. All of the witnessing we do to our friends and our family, we witness to them and we tell them how good God is and how great he is and how he'll do this and how he'll do that. And the moment we get thrust into a situation, the moment we get thrust into the fiery furnace, we lost. We're ready to throw in the towel. We're ready to say, I'm quitting. Ain't no quitting in Christ Jesus. He said, he that endured to the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. The same shall be saved. On Monday, as I told you, I had a situation with one of my granddaughters, and she was hot. And then she began to speak some profanity out of her mouth. I said, hold up, baby, you're not talking to none of your friends. She wasn't directing that to me. She was just expressing herself because in the moment of her anger, these unfavorable, I'll rather say, these unpleasant words came out of her mouth. And I had to remind her, I don't care how angry and how mad you are, you're talking to your grandmother. You weren't directing it to me, but I don't want you to talk like that in my presence. I don't care what you're going through. How you feel about the next person, don't express it to me. Express that privately with your friends that you run with or your sisters that y'all talk to. Like y'all use that kind of language, but not to me. No. Ah, Jesus, I don't know who's God trying to help today, this week, but he told me, God been dealing with me. He said, the choice is yours. Tomorrow isn't promised. Look at this young girl fighting for her life. And if God don't bring her out, it'll be the same situation that happened with the other. That's the spirit. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants to take out and have that same incident attached to her life. Your mother went out like that, now you got to go. But I tell the devil to lie. I tell the devil today he is a liar. Hallelujah. And just because my mom and my grandmother went out like that, I'm not going out like that. Why? Because salvation have came to my house. And when I heard the voice of God, I hearkened. We have to hearken unto that voice. Hearken unto the voice. hearken unto his instructions. Hearken unto his commandments. Glory to God. None of us have made it. We are a work in progress. Every day the Lord wakes us up with another opportunity to live, we should be thankful. Ah, glory to God. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody didn't make it into 2015. Bobby Christina is in a coma. They don't know if she's coming out. I haven't heard the report on her today, but we've been interceding for this young woman. That's why, that's not on her, because she was born to a mother that was gifted, to a mother that God blessed financially, spiritually, naturally, emotionally. Whitney Houston was a blessed woman. Hallelujah. But we have some spirits that we have to get rid of. If we don't shine this mirror on ourselves every day, then we're going to make some bad decisions. The choice is yours, but it has to be a good choice. Don't make a wrong choice. And if you made a bad decision, it's never too late for God to say, come on, my daughter. Come on, my son. Get it together. I'm still here for you. God don't move. We move away from God. He never move away from us. Even when we sin and we mess up, he said a broken heart. Oh, God, you love. A broken heart and a contrite spirit. He said, I'll in no ways. What you mean? God is saying today he'll never turn you away. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's a living God. He's not dead. He's yet alive. Hallelujah. Sister Evangelist T, open up. I posted this article about the new side chick. I said that was me about 35 years ago. You know, you're waiting on the Negro and you done invested some of your time with him and you done did this with him and did that with him. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, amen, you done lived common law with him for 10 and 15 years and then they get tired of you or you know, you're not producing anymore like they want you to produce. And then, you know, this new chick on the side, this new chick come on in a little bit younger, got it going on. Hallelujah. They're getting older, but they don't know it. Amen. They think they still got it going on. And they, you done gave up 10 or 15 years of your life living common law, and then they done left you, and now they're going on with the new chick. Hallelujah. But guess what? They don't know with that new chick. They don't know that they already diseased. Oh, yeah. The devil is a liar. He's a trickster. Glory to God. He's a deceiver. Amen. Everything that look good ain't for your good. Oh, you're the bullshit. So I posted that article today talking about the new chick. Ah, the new chick that's on the side. See, it's a new game, but it ain't new to God. Ah, the devil think he got some new tricks, but he's ignorant. Amen. Because the tricks that he create, amen, they ain't about nothing. Ah, they're devised to deceive you. Glory to God. But when you get anchored in Christ, when you get anchored in the Lord, guess what? Ain't no smooth-talking Negro come and talk to you. No. Baby, I'm already rooted. I'm already grounded. I'm anchored in the Lord. Hallelujah. And you got to come better than just with a one-liner. You got to come better than with a little cash in your pocket. Now let nothing separate me from the love of God. No. This is a new day, people of God. This is a new day, and that's why the Lord is telling us. He's giving us an opportunity to get it right. He said, the choice is yours. The choice is yours. I'm going to open up the line. I said this is open discussion today, but I had to go there. The Lord put that in my spirit to talk about those Hebrew boys today. I'm going to go to Mother Charity. Then I'm going to go to Pastor Gloria. Line is open after Mother Charity. Glory to God. I bless you today, God. Don't be.
God bless you as well. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yeah, right. I was
late
getting on here because I had got a call from North Carolina. Yeah, praise the Lord. And that kind of took up my time. Then I looked at the clock. Well, I'm going to tune in anyway. You know, I'll tune in some
all
yesterday.
Right, Mother.
Yeah, right. Praise the Lord. But nevertheless, I've been enjoying you speaking about the choice is yours, because it certainly is our state. Praise the Lord. Like they said, the ball is in our court. Amen.
It's in our
to us to do what that we should do with it. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I pray that we make the right choice, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. Because we in that evil and wicked day. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So it's up to us to make that choice for our life, which is the way we're going. And so I thank God, amen, for you and for your program. I was praying for you today, too. Praise the
Lord.
Thank
you, Mother.
All right, then. And y'all God be blessed now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's always such a joy and a pleasure, Mother. I get so much strength just seeing, Mother, you know, somebody that have blazed the trail and still holding on. Hallelujah. Still talking about Jesus, still encouraging and praying for people. Mother is on a prayer line with her church, our pastor and the members, and those that they invite to come on the line Monday through Saturday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. I'm on a different time zone. I still haven't gotten quite adjusted to it, but if you're able to tune in at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Mother Charity, give them that number. I tell you, they are praying. Amen.
Yeah.
They ain't on the line gossiping, but they're praying. Amen.
That's
Mother,
right.
You can give them that number. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and that's that number is 1, and then it's 712-432-0700. And then the code number is 163-869
and the pound sign. All right, all right. Well, tune in and be blessed. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you, Mother. We're going to go to Pastor Gloria. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Then I see Minister Aaron Singleton. I think I see Sister Robin on the line today. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. Amen, amen. We're going to go
sorry.
To...
forgive me, woman of God.
There, Pastor, go ahead.
Please forgive me. I have noise in the background. I did not want to distract the line. But I tell you...
All right, Mother.
When I tell you glory to God, that was a needed word. That was the leading of the Spirit of God.
My God. Jesus,
my God, I'm telling you,
Jesus.
My husband needed to hear what you were speaking. That was God. And I bless the Lord for the God on the inside of you, for the sensitivity of the verse of God that you able to hear from God. I thank God for you, Pastor.
Jesus.
Oh, my God, it just blessed my heart when Evangelist T was going forth and sharing where the Lord then brought her from. Glory to God.
Yes.
That it was her church. She didn't have to live in pain. My God, I tell God, I give God praise. This was awesome on today. This was a rich word. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Gloria has a prayer line also Monday through Thursdays. Amen. She's on at 10 Eastern Time, 9 Central, and 7 o'clock Pacific Time. And you're talking about somebody want to pray. She also prayed with you. I tell you, this woman of God, I just really just thank God for Pastor Gloria. She's been such an encourager since I've been in this area. I tell you, and everybody needs somebody that they connect with. Everybody needs somebody that they can pray with, and you know that they sincerely praying for you. Amen. I love her and love her husband and love her daughters and her sons. I haven't had an opportunity to meet with one of them, but they're just beautiful people, a sister and a mother, just beautiful people that love God. Amen. So we just thank God for Pastor Gloria. You can give them that information for your prayer line. Ah, glory to God.
Yes,
call in and be blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That phone number for the prayer line is 712-432-1212. That's 712-432-1212. And that PIN access code is 249-264-791. 249-264-791. And that's Monday through Thursday. That's I appreciate you for allowing me to give that information out. I thank God for you, and we also have an intended date for the retreat as well. For our quarterly retreat, we were able to lock that in today. And it's going to be, God help me, I'm trying to pull this, April the 10th through the 12th.
All right.
It'll be the same location.
Okay, well, we'll be working on making those announcements. I tell you, that prayer retreat last year was beautiful, and I'm looking forward to attending in April also. So God bless. Amen, amen. We wanted to let you all know to mark your calendars, too, for we did a little a mock flyer for our citywide crusade. It's going to be held in Birmingham, Alabama this year, Pastor Dwayne Morris and Lady Rosalind Morris. You all hear Lady Rosalind. She's a supporter of this line, so they're going to be hosting in Birmingham. So mark your calendars for September the 10th, 11th, and 12th. We're going to be there. And also we're looking to do our pastoral installation celebration. We're looking to do that next month in March, the 21st. March 21st and March 22nd, I'm looking to lock in a venue for that evening service, but we already got the place for the luncheon. Amen. So those of you all that can't attend, those of you that live abroad, we want you to be a blessing. Amen. And sow a financial seed. Amen. We're looking to start hosting services next month. So we're still kind of in between with that. We haven't got all the particulars out on that. So just be in prayer with us that God is going to just lead us and keep us in the right place. Amen. Where we can continue to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come. That's a clarion call for all of us to do. Amen, amen. I see Minister Aaron on the line. God bless you, Minister Aaron. God bless you. Pastor Gloria, we're looking forward to that.
Praise
Him.
Lord. How you doing? I didn't know you was teaching today.
Doing wonderful. How you doing, Minister Singleton?
Huh? I didn't know you was teaching.
How you doing today?
I'm doing blessed, not stressed. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't have too much to say.
Yeah.
I just thank God, you know, I got on the last end. But I know God is moving in a powerful way in a time like this. So just got to be prayerful and keep, you know, keep it moving, and that's it. And, you know, get yourself where God wants you to be, and that's it. Hello?
All right, all right. So you need prayer?
Huh? Yeah, everybody needs prayer.
You asking for prayer?
Yeah, everybody needs some prayer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Need prayer for,
well,
for, life, for this year. For the Lord to move on your crusade in April and things, you know, so God will be moving in these last and even days because souls need to be saved.
All right, all right. Well, we're looking forward to it. Mark your calendar. Mark your calendar. We need you here.
and looking for God to move for me and my business and everything. That's all. That was one God.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask Pastor Gloria. We're going to ask Pastor Glory. We're going to touch and agree right now. We're going to ask Pastor Glory to pray for your business and all of your endeavors that you involved in this season here, and that God would truly bless. Pastor Glory, I'm going to ask her to just, well, let's wait. I see Vanza Zoris on the line. We may have somebody else need some prayer. Just hold up a second here. All right, I see Evangelist Doris. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you so much. My voice is better. And
I like that.
My clients and myself, we were so blessed by your teaching today. And 5 minutes before I got on the call, I was talking to someone in my business that is discouraged, and I was just telling them to keep their faith. And I told them about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And
look
then when you
God.
Were, both of us were like, oh, my God, you were just saying the same thing to someone, and you were repeating the same things I had just said to this person to encourage them that they are not alone. They should just keep their faith and just look forward and don't worry about nothing.
Confirmation.
Yes.
Mm.
I thank God for
mm.
you so
mm.
much. I thank God I have somewhere I can plug in during the day, and I can put it on my shop, and these women are being so blessed. I mean, even
wow.
yesterday, this lady, she's a drug addict, and yesterday she listened to your call, and when you prayed for me, and then she came here with no money. She's supposed to be owing me $70, and when you prayed for me, she said, and then she was gonna play a trick on me not to pay me. And when I said, okay, no problem. When you have my money, you should bring my money. So when you pray for me
mm-hmm.
and she listened to this call, and then in the end you pray for me, and she was scared. She said, I'm not messing with you. I will bring your money. I mean, you are sitting here and they are praying for you. She said, I will not mess with you.
Thank you.
She was so blessed. And I just gave this other young lady the phone number. She's going to be calling. And
wow.
Yes, thank you
wow,
so much.
Wow, what a blessing, what a blessing. We thank God for Evangelist Dora. She has
so
a
much.
Hair salon there in Vallejo, and I tell you, she has the women in the shop listening to the broadcast. She's been doing that over 2 years now, so we truly thank God for you, Evangelist Dora, and God will always confirm his word. He'll confirm his word all the time. Amen.
Yes.
So we're glad your voice is better. You sound better. You sound better.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Pastor Glory. We're going to go back to Evangelist T. Amen. And then we're going to close on out. God bless you all. We're going to be back on the line. Tomorrow is our last day. Amen. Be praying. I have somebody going to fill in Friday looking for that. And also, somebody's going to fill in on our Monday spot. So I thank God for that. God is moving. He's moving. He's moving. Amen. We're going back to Evangelist T. Then I'm going to go to Pastor Gloria and let her pray for Minister Aaron. Also, I'm requesting prayer for my grandson and my granddaughter, Kevielle. Amen. And Nino. So I want her to pray before we dismiss. So Evangelist T, back to you.
God bless. I just honor God on today that he truly had his way on today. You know, we spoke on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was just so fitting. I honor God today. I just ask you to continue to keep my family in your prayers. We are going to be meeting on Saturday. I'm just believing God. We've been waiting for some things to be completed with my parents' estate, and I think this is going to be the final thing that they're going to handle with the parents' estate. I actually continue to keep my children in prayer, especially my youngest
Thank
daughter.
You.
She's having a few little battles at school. I mean, literally. So please, Alexandria in prayer. Right before I got on the broadcast, I had to shoot up to the school, you know. So I just ask you to continue to pray for Ashley and Aaron and Alexandria and my children. That, you know, sometimes it's hard when your parent is a minister and, you know, you're going to school and you're getting teased about all kind of different things. And I
yes.
explain to you, you know, your daughter
you know, your daughter Zion, you know, and
yes.
you know, you're going to be trying. And sometimes, you know, we taught our kids, you know, don't let nobody hit on you and all that kind of stuff. But
that's
I think
right.
they were teaching her about, you know, the fact that your mom a minister or whatever it is, you know. So I just ask you continue to keep my family in prayer, and I just thank God today that God has had His way, you know. I just thank God that He was that fourth man in the fire. I praise God today. Praise God today because I know I'm no longer the person I was almost 5 years. My God, almost 5 years ago, when God just turned my life around. And I just thank God that somebody got helped by maybe my testimony. And I know people got blessed by the word that came forth from the day from you that was
glory to God.
Praise God. I honor God today. And Pastor B sends her love. And she just told me to tell you
thank
that she loves you. And she's sorry she missed the day, but she had a lot going on. But I'm going to teach her how to go back into the archives and get the word. So God bless you.
All right. God bless you, Evangelist T. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Pastor Gloria. We're getting off early today. Amen. I got some things I got to do anyway. One of my brothers coming in from California, so got to pick him up. So it's always something. So God bless you all. We love you. Keep this word in your heart. Amen. The choice is yours. Amen. You can choose healing or you can choose to continue to be hurting. Amen. We're going to pass the glory. God bless you. Love you, Ella Randy.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name today, Father.
Jesus Christ,
blessings to see. Continue to use her, God. Continue to minister to our every need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, I bless you. Bless you for your man serving. We lift up Elder Singleton to you, God. Touch Minister Singleton from the top of his head to the soul of his head. Everything he is to you, oh God. We declare it through the power of God. I'm going to share. And you shall supply, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, I bless you for victory in his life. I bless your holy and righteous name, God. I'm going to share. Against himself, every life of servant, it shall be condemned. Father, this is the inheritance of your child. And I thank you, Lord. We call for miracle money, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, touch the woman of God. Touch the lady of this house. Oh, God, we hold her up in prayer. We pray God for the time to be down in your kingdom. When the enemies are coming like a flood, you promise the spirit of the woman to stand against. And oh God, we declare that word now, God, that it shall manifest, God.
Yes, God, we declare it will never be the same.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. And it is so.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God.
Thank you, Father.
We love you for all that you're doing, God. We wouldn't take nothing for this journey, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Remember Apostle Anthony Hill today, God. We're asking you to strengthen him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, remember his family, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Remember Apostle Lewis, God. Remember Bishop Blake and his family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Remember Dr. Winston Singleton, God. Remember the Marie family of Evangelist Myers, God, in California, God. We praying for that family, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We also want you to continue to pray. I'm going to Moss Point, Mississippi this Friday and Saturday. Bishop Lewis, Prophetic Miracle Ministries Worldwide is having their holy convocation in midwinter gathering there in Moss Point, Mississippi. So I'll be taking Chaz along with me. So you all pray for us, okay? In the mighty name of Jesus. So we'll see you all on tomorrow. We're going to close on out with I Choose to Worship by Wes Morgan. God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Pray for those that you haven't seen on the line. Keep Sister Albertine in your prayers and Sister Cammy. They've been on my heart. Amen. And those that you haven't heard on the line, even Prophet Michael Davis, we want you all to continue to pray for him. I talk with him on Sunday. Amen. I talk with him on Sunday. So keep him in your prayers. And also Mother Ruby Larry, keep Mother Ruby in your prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.
For so long, I was silent.
Thank you, God.
For so long, I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days. And clouds blocked my way, but there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is longing with thee.
I choose to worship.
Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh yes, I do. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I made up my mind, I'm going to worship you. In spirit and in truth, I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you.
I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will. Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
Heal me. I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship you. I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, the God of made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times.
I'm gonna worship.
Ooh, yeah. My heart is long for this moment with thee.
God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.